The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
We'll begin tonight with a loving kindness reflection. And it can be quite simple. Breathing in, I care about this body. Breathing out, may this body be at ease. So with the inhalation, in a kind way, we're breathing in the sensations of the body as it actually is. I do care about these sensations, this body. And with each exhalation, sending out a good wish. May this body be at ease. This body be healthy and at ease. So find an easy way, a tender way to breathe in, connecting, breathing out, sending a simple, loving wish to the body. So we're learning how, in a simple way, to bless the body with a good intention, a loving or a kind intention. I care about this body. May this body be at ease. Each of these phrases, we're tuning in to the actual sensations, the actual experience of body. The phrase can be quite simple, can be a single word, caring as you breathe in, ease as you breathe out. But again, remember, with the repetition of the word, connecting with the actual experience of body. We're not trying to fix the body. We're just willing to be close, to be intimate, caring, ease. But of course, you can use whatever words you'd like. Bringing a real presence, a real tenderness to each phrase and each moment of connecting with the experience of the body sitting. The sensations of sitting in and of themselves. not in a hurry. Why not spend some time connecting, relating to the body in this tender, simple, kind way? Connecting, releasing. So in the most simple way, breathing in, allowing there to be an authentic connection, connecting with the body as it is, and with the exhalation, allowing, accepting, releasing, letting the body be. There can be a deepening sense of this tender, wise presence spreading, literally filling the body with this kind presence, like the ebb and flow of goodness, washing, caring for the body. Notice the effect of this simple loving kindness reflection on the body, with the body. Perhaps a greater sense of integration of the body and the mind, such a wholeness. Ah, this body. We're using the imagination now as we remove the hair of the head. And just this image, this picture of a pile of the hair on the head, gathered together, sitting on the ground. There it is. Visualizing that hair of the head. And with each part of the body, feel free to repeat the name of that particular part a couple times in your mind as you visualize it. Hair of the head. It's just the hair of the head sitting here. And then in your own way, gathering all the hair of the body from the underarms and the arms, the legs, the groin, nose hair, all gathered, eyebrows, eyelashes, hair of the ears. And we got a smaller pile, perhaps, sitting next to the hair of the head. We have the hair of the body. Here is the hair of the body. Notice the shape, the color, the texture of the hair might be slightly different than the hair of the head. And then next, we create a pile of the nails. Nails from the feet, the toes. Little nails and big nails. Smooth nails and rough nails. And all the nails from the hands, the fingers. Noticing that pile of nails there. The shape, the color, quantity. So there's the hair of the head, the hair of the body, and a little pile of nails. And we imagine removing the teeth, simply placing them there, the front teeth, back teeth, sensing, seeing the roots of each tooth. Sensing, feeling the hardness of the teeth, and placing them in a little pile, all the teeth, 20-some teeth, gathered in a pile next to the pile of nails, fingernails and toenails, next to the pile of the hair of the head and the hair of the body, 4 piles sitting there. And with a nice incision, we simply slip the skin off of the body. Now the skin is without hair. Sensing the texture of the skin, the weight of the skin, flexibility of the skin, the color. And of course, once it's slipped off of the rest of the body, it's quite shapeless. So we simply gather it, fold it, whatever, and stick it in a big pile next to these smaller piles of the teeth and the nails and the hair of the body and the hair of the head. Take some time and just imagine this pile of skin. Big pile of skin with no perceivable shape now that it's all gathered, folded, whatever. And now it's easy to remove the flesh, like meat. Some of the muscles, some of the pieces of flesh, of course, are quite small. Others quite substantial. But we just pile it one on top of the next. Turns out to be quite a big pile of flesh, of meat. Reddish, of course. Fresh meat. And remember, it's just the way it is. We're not trying to paint a negative picture of the body or paint a positive picture of the body, but just in the most straightforward way, just sensing the different parts. Now sensing, bringing to mind the flesh, all the meat of the body. And then, of course, once all that meat has been removed, it's relatively easy to gather all the sinews, the tendons and ligaments and cartilage, whitish in color, gathering them all to a big pile. So now quite a few piles. We have the head of the hair and the hair of the body and the teeth and the nails. We have a big pile of skin. We have all the meat, all the flesh of the body in a big pile. And all the sinews, joints and ligaments, tendons, cartilage. And now we're able to gather the bones. And these bones have some weight. They still have the marrow inside each bone. Some of the bones are quite big, like the hip bones and the thigh bones. But because the ligaments and tendons and all the connecting tissue has been gathered, we've got to take the time to pick up all the little bones, gather them up, the big bones, all into a pile. Again, a pretty big pile of bones. Sensing the color, the texture, the weight of the bones. We have a big pile of bones and a pile of sinew and a big mound of flesh. A rather big pile of skin. All the teeth, the nails, the hair of the body. And visualizing the hair of the head there still. So mostly just a bunch of organs now, so we can just separate them, get the two kidneys, a little smaller than the size of our fist, perhaps, putting them together, find the liver, bigger organ, placing that next to the kidneys, the heart, stomach, diaphragm, the pile of intestines, the large intestine, and then the small intestine right next to it. We're just lining up the different organs of the body, the spleen, the lungs, and the brain. Just gaze over the different organs, each one slightly different shape and size, different color. All the different mechanics of the body, the different functions. But now, of course, the body's not working together. It's all been separated into parts. Got the lungs here and the heart there, the stomach, all the other glands, each in its own place on the floor, sitting alone, intestines and the small intestines. We've got a big pile of bones. We have all the sinews, the connecting tissue. We have all this rather big pile of meat, flesh. We have the skin. And a little pile of nails. A little pile of teeth. A relatively small pile of the hair of the body. And a bigger pile of the hair of the head. So nothing left but the fluids of the body. Let's say we have a way to collect all the urine, put it in a clear beaker, clear vessel, put the saliva in another. The blood, several pints of blood. We have a big, clear glass vessel for the blood. We see it. Mucus, oil of the joints. Sweat. We just have a number of little glass vessels to hold the different types of liquids we find in the body, so that there's really nothing there left. Even the parts that haven't been mentioned, you've seen and placed neatly there. Beautiful array, a simple array of body parts. Just considering, as we look at all the different parts using our imagination, realizing that no single pile would be considered attractive. The skin isn't an attractive thing. The hair isn't attractive as a pile there on the floor. Certainly, the internal parts of the body don't strike the mind as attractive, worthy of attachment, grasping. They're just parts of the body. Take a couple more minutes and on your own, in your own way, maybe repeat the parts you remember one more time, or just gazing over the different parts. Or if there's a particular part that is, for whatever reason revolting, like feces or mucus, then just see if you can see it in a more simple and objective way. It's just this. This is part of what it means to have a body. Bodies include this part. So we're looking for a coolness in how we relate to the body, not disgust. This is how it is. The body is a collection of parts. And when separated in this way, it's natural for a sense of dispassion to arise in relationship to the body. It's just this collection of parts.